The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Your partner? Are you my partner or am I your partner? What's the story?
Oh, I think we're a conglomeration.
We're an abomination. Not a conglomeration. One way or the other. John Cremins and Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions Radio. Today, we spotlight... Who's your what?
You're in good spirits today.
Well, I think that it's important for us to be in good spirits as much as possible. Some days are better than others, as we all know. Some deals are better than others, as we all know. Some days the tax man treats you better than other days. Some days your partner treats you better. Some days you treat your partner better. Just some things. It's in the stars, John.
Yeah.
I haven't actually looked at my...
I'm in a good mood today, too. So we're like good today.
Aren't you mostly... you don't impress me as being someone who is, quote-unquote, moody.
No, you know, I'm not. But when I do have a bad day, it's a bad day.
Why do you have bad days? What constitutes a bad day?
Actually, you know what? It's all things that are out of my control.
So why do you let them bother you then? If they're out of your control, why do you let them bother you?
Because let's say it's technical. Let's say it's an electrical issue. It's
Richie! Let's get out of the technical stuff.
Never have those days, do we, John?
Oh, no!
And I'm one of those guys that, you know, I will not stop until it is finished. So if I get on a project, you can bet that I am
zeroed in
and focused. Hey, I think that may be taken care of by later today. I don't know.
Really?
We'll see.
Why? What's the matter?
I don't know. The voting's going on right now.
That's right. Yeah. Have you voted yet?
You guys vote? No, I will vote. I'll vote after I leave the studios today. Because my place is, you know, the place I vote is out in the country a little bit, so I literally have to, I couldn't do it early this morning because they weren't up.
No, but yeah. Mine isn't up. Well, we've been at it here since 4-ish, and we'll go out and vote. I'm not sure how I handle it time-wise, because this is going to take some time. This is not the election today. Most elections, it depends. Local elections are a 4 or 5 minute drop into the voting booth, for me anyway.
Yep.
But there are four very important ballot questions here. You have a very important couple, three or four, but the marijuana thing.
Yeah, most everybody marijuana today.
Yep. It's interesting. We had somebody on earlier who was an expert at sort of exit polling and stats and stuff, figuring that the Republicans have a 79% chance of winning in the Senate. And so then we were asking about specifics for things like the issue in Florida with medical marijuana. And I thought that would be a slam dunk. It appears to be closer than that, although I'm going to bet that it will. A lot of kids will get out. And older people are seeing the benefits, if that's what it is. There are a lot of people who are trying to get you, the drug companies trying to get you not to vote for it, because that means that you won't be buying their drugs. Behind the theme, the scenes thinly veiled information from them about that. So what would you, if I were, you have a Republican governor versus a former Republican governor.
Oh.
So you voting for the former Republican or the present Republican?
You got me into an issue that I'm really, like, I don't like either one of them.
Ah, okay.
And my only problem is, okay, and actually...
I don't like either. Frankly, what I read about him, I don't like either one of them either.
Rick Scott hasn't done that bad of a job as a governor. I mean, actually, he has created over 600,000 jobs. And Charlie Crist had lost a lot of jobs, But my problem is, I mean... I don't like politicians that say say anything to be elected or are career politicians.
Yep.
Guys that are in the public dole pretty much all of their public life, right?
All their lives.
They've not really had any other job outside of maybe working for a law office, being a face that's on a billboard.
Right, yeah.
And really, what's really bad is that Charlie Crist, I know Charlie Crist.
Yeah.
And I at one time considered him kind of friendly.
Yeah.
On the year 2000 election, he and I spent a lot of the late night together watching the election returns at a little place in St. Petersburg that had closed down, and they opened it up for him and I and a few other people to go do it, right?
Yeah.
I honestly couldn't vote for him this time. I don't know who he is. I mean, you know,
that's the trouble with so many people. They do anything, say anything, will act any way that they figure is going to get them. And then you don't know who you got. Like Obama, same thing on most of these people. George Bush,
the career ones are like that. Yeah. So for me, the governor's race here in Florida is just it's gonna.
What about medical marijuana? How are you voting on that?
You know what? I'm gonna vote yes.
I would too, and
the reason I know people that suffer from pain a lot, and especially from these debilitating diseases and cancer and everything. You know, I would rather than have this than going down the path of some drug company's drug that does a whole lot more worse for them than gets rid of their pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go compassion on this one, and I vote yes on that. So I have thought about it. I've kind of researched it out a little bit, and that's where I would turn on that. But the governor's race here,
the reason we're having
I don't know who to vote for.
This conversation, is there a Libertarian candidate? You won't win anyway. But
you know what, though? Not that impressed. It's not impressive. So I'm sitting back going, okay, I'm going to have to make my decision, and that'll probably be when I get in the
Yeah, you do. That's what a lot of people do. Yep.
I research a lot of mine. I don't go party line ever. I mean, I don't vote all Republican. I don't vote all Democrat. I don't vote all independent. I mean, I will vote for the guy that I think will do the best job.
One who has, Richie will tell you, I'm the contrarian. I don't usually vote for anybody who's there now. Very, very, very fair. I'll vote for my current state rep here in Framingham where I live because he's a very, very hardworking guy. He's done a lot of things to help with the farm and other things that need to be dealt with in town. He's as frustrated as I am with some of the political realities. He is an architect by trade.
But he's working for you.
He's doing the job you're sending him there to do, right? Right. He's working at the job. There are a couple of contestants for governor. One of them actually has come out lately as someone that people can understand, pretty much trust, and I think he's going to win. Not often does a Republican. Well, it's very interesting. In Massachusetts, we've had three Republican governors in the past 20 years, and they've all been pretty moderate, and they've all been pretty successful. Mitt Romney, certainly an example of that, and Bill. Oh, man, just went out of my well. Bill Weld. During the Clinton years, he and Clinton were actually quite good friends, and he helped Clinton steal some ideas from the Republicans. And he took credit for it, and they were Republican ideas. And I think this guy, Charlie Baker, will win. The horror show that's running against him, he's running against. I mean, there's just way too much political patsying going on. And now the machines are taking advantage of women who are running for office would otherwise have, if you find the right ones, the same as men. I mean, that's the problem. They politicize the sexuality.
Well, you heard Harkin the other day against what's her name, the woman that's running in Iowa.
No, well, he's a retired.
The reason she's winning is because she's beautiful.
Okay, so.
I mean. But
that's a stupid comment for a guy. He doesn't have anything to lose because he's not running again.
He's an old dude. He's lost his mind.
Right. So has Mitch McConnell. He has no business being. And if the Republicans win the Senate, can you imagine him as the poster boy? Harry Reid. It's the same.
I'll be glad if Harry Reid's gone. I mean, honestly, I can't see that guy anymore.
I don't think Harry Reid's up, is he? McConnell's up.
He won't be the leader.
Right, exactly. The reason we're having this conversation is because we want to stimulate you into thinking about the most important thing you could do today. Honestly, anybody who's listening to this program, regardless of your political stripes, what your intentions are, what your wishes are, go express yourself in the voting booth. That is the most important thing you can do today. There is nothing more important unless somebody's really sick and needs your help. This is a way, it's a half hour maybe, it's an hour, whatever it is, but it's a very important way for you to spend some time today, and that's why we're sort of underscoring it here.
See, what I thought you were going to do is ask for somebody to invent a voting machine that actually works.
Well, you have, what is it?
It can never be a problem. Yeah.
They have, if you vote as a Democrat and be registered as a Republican and vice versa.
It's happening
cool.
in Connecticut right now.
It's crazy.
They're saying there's no monitors. The registration books are missing. Yeah. They have broken machines.
Yes, right. And they've had how long to prepare for this? These people should
for
be thrown.
Time.
Remember what happened in Florida was the, that's the poster child state for all of these things. The corruption went on when George Bush and
that's
Al Gore were running. My God.
Oh, yeah, I did the Chad voting. It's not that hard, but you know what I did notice? You know what I did notice, though?
Right.
Is that, you know, people, especially as we get older, we have a hard time seeing, right?
Mm.
So it's
speak
different.
For yourself.
You should, they put the little template down that you vote, you know, Republican, Democrat, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I you wouldn't believe how many times I saw, like, marks that were outside of the two.
Yeah.
Because people can't see, for heaven's sake. So they're poking everything else but the holes they're supposed to.
Yeah. There's a flawed, lot of flawed systems here, and it shows you how badly things are run because there's no supervision, and people throw up their hands and say, well, what am I supposed to do? You're supposed to do your job, you morons. You've been at this since the last election, which was 2 years ago. What have you been doing? That's inexcusable. Those people should be fired, and then there's worse corruption than that going on. The same problem.
So states need to spend more money on their voting machines. A lot of states, the federal government said, "No, you take care of it. You run the election in your state." Mm-hmm. And a lot of these states said, "No, we don't have money for it."
Well,
so
that's an excuse. So what are they doing with the money? They got money to be wasting it with five guys standing around with shovels, watching potholes being filled by one guy. That sort of thing. There's all kinds of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. It's time we got to that, too. That would be, if I were going to a town hall meeting with any kind of politician, I'd be asking them those kind of questions. All right, we have questions for our inventor of the day today. DeAndre McKenzie will join us later on My Cool Inventions.
This Wednesday, crank it up.
Let's do this!
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. With performances by Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Florida, Georgia Line, Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, Kirk Bentley, Lady Annabella. Plus, Ariana Grande teams up with Little Big Town and Miranda Lambert with Meghan Trainor.
Let it go!
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards. Live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
It's Kohl's two-day sale with 50% off specials store-wide. This Tuesday and Wednesday only. Find 50% off sweaters to layer and new styles for your entire family. Find 50% off fleece for every occasion. And snuggle up in sleepwear for the family at 50% off, too. Plus, introducing Yes to You Rewards. Earn points, get rewards, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said...
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life. Combat the ringing and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hour now, John Creamins and Doug Steffen, My Cool Inventions Radio. One of the most interesting inventions of the modern era is the microbead. One wonders, as we look at the people that we have on this program, inventors, entrepreneurs, people come up with ideas, they want to market them, sell them, they come here or they go to dreambigamerica.us, either of those two websites, mycoolinventions.com. DreamBigAmerica.us, to have their ideas vetted. Does this work or not? And with microbeads, you know what they are, John, right? They're found in a lot of cosmetics.
Yep. Even skincare.
Yeah. So what's happened? Yeah, in toothpaste. There's a problem, however, and one wonders if someone will figure out how to get around this problem. I'm looking for the next great entrepreneur to come up with something that isn't harmful. This is a problem for marine life. These things never, ever, plastics don't go, they don't go away. It's not like paper, or it's not like food, but those of you who are using these microbeads could be dirtying up the waters. Every time you wash your face, a lot of these things are in facial massages, in the facial creams, in the washes and stuff. If you feel a little bump that is in the whatever it is, the serum or the soap that you're using,
like exfoliant or something.
Yeah, right. That's what the exfoliants are, these microbeads. So I guess I was thinking, who was it that came up with these perfectly spherical balls and figured that they could put them into soaps and cleansers and that sort of thing and have them work? Well, this, whoever it is, has to have made $1 jillion. And it's these kind of little things that grow into big things and into bigger things, the biggest things. And you never know until, and I only brought this up because there's been a lot of negative publicity about microbeads, but what I was thinking of is how wonderful it was that someone came up with the idea in the first place. It may not be the greatest thing for the environment, but think about, is there some other thing you can use the technology that created these little balls and make them out of something that's biodegradable? It's got to be somebody working on that.
Yeah, there's got to be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't always say, I mean, the technology since this actually was introduced has got to have changed dramatically.
Yeah, right. I mean, just come up with something that's hard, that is ergonomic, that will melt into, what is there that's around that can be hard, and yet at certain, you know, in some way it'll be inert. It's not inert. It's, what's the opposite of inert? Something that will decompose.
Well, you know,
plastic
there was,
is inert.
ACOS actually, on one of his cleaning products, he had come up with a bottle that actually would disintegrate.
Really?
After the fluid was gone.
Wow.
After stains are out or S2O cleaner, that it would be disintegrate and gone.
And what happened to it?
And he actually tried to sell it, tried to get it on the marketplace with his cleaner,
mm-hmm.
and you would not believe the companies that wouldn't do it. I'm not going to tell you who they were, but they wouldn't do it.
Somebody,
why not?
Yeah, but because they don't want to mess up the chain as it currently exists. But somebody's going to figure this out, and somebody's going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, so you would think that these microbeads could be made. They could be made that as soon as they're out of whatever moisturizer or whatever liquid they are, that literally they would decompose based on the fact that they're not in that same form anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, yeah, I'm sure there's got to be people working on that.
There's got to be out there. So all kinds of people looking at these sorts of things tell you how bad they are. See, that's what I object to. People who tell you how bad everything is and they don't offer a solution. Yeah, we know these are bad. So what do you have that's better? Find something that fixes the problem, because there are a lot of people, if you feel the skin, your skin's going to feel much different if you have these exfoliants that cleanse everything, make your skin nice and clean and pure and smooth, that sort of thing.
First I thought you were going to talk about beanbag chairs. Don't throw your beanbag chairs away.
No.
Because they're filled with microbeads.
Yeah, exactly. Right. What do we do with those? Good night. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Is giving a free sample of their stress pill Well Tabs that's sweeping the nation. Over 1 million already sold. Because being a parent, working, or both is stressful, and Well Tabs can help you feel more relaxed, positive, and happy. And we have free bottles to try it for the first 50 listeners who call 800-642-5057. The powerful herbs and plant extracts in Well Tabs are used separately around the world to reduce symptoms of stress. And we have free bottles for the first 50 callers. Do you ever feel worn out, overwhelmed, or frustrated? Do you worry too much about money, your family, or what people think about you? The ingredients in Well Tabs can help you feel relaxed, stronger, and more confident, both physically and emotionally. So if you lead a busy life and want to feel less stressed, healthier, and happier, just call right now before today's 50 free bottles reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-642-5057. 800-642-5057. 800-642-5057.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive, my owner had to give up half decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's now 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. This, why am I giving you, oh, okay. John, are we connected?
Yes, we are.
We are connected. Okay. John Cremins and Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions. The people from California Closets are in my house today to do what California Closet people do. I don't, that doesn't quite sound right.
What do they do?
Now, California Closets, one of the, we talk about inventions and entrepreneurs and stuff. Isn't that an interesting, I don't even know. How, at the end of the day, there are seven closets that are going to be reconfigured in the house. The house is 35 years old, and because of the New World Order here, things are changing.
Yeah. Of course, there needs to be new closets.
We have to have new closets, more closet space for more clothes that we will never wear. Say that again?
Is your personal closet getting bigger?
Meredith just came in here and said, I'm going to remember that when I'm going to throw out your closet.
See? I knew it. You're going to get the small closet.
John says, I'm going to get the small closet. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Hello. So what else is there?
Yeah.
And he said, John must be married. Yes, John is married.
Yes, yeah. I am.
He's got the small closet, too. But I was talking about this as an entrepreneurial adventure. I mean, think about it for a second. Think about brands and how national brands are created. And again, because My Cool Inventions all about encouraging people to start with an idea, and we'll help you as much as we can, and then you help yourself and you get other people to help you, and the idea grows. I don't know where the idea of California Closets came from, but whoever came up with the idea, just the name, just that label, that brand, is so well known. It just fits. It's so remarkable.
So what you're saying is a Massachusetts closet company.
Boom. Yeah, well, you know, they have California Closets in Florida. Don't you have California Closets in Florida? You must have California. They're a national brand.
Don't have them here in Virginia, Maryland.
You don't have them around here?
DMV,
really?
No,
oh, my heavens. Yeah, Richie says well, down there.
The big one here is Alpha here. From a container store.
Yeah, but they'd probably do the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, they come in and they redo all of the closets and all that stuff. My job was to take all of the closets apart. over the weekend. And so that's
here's what I'm saying here, John. And tell me if you agree. Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Doug would have never done anything to his closets.
Never.
Had not a woman moved into his house. So begs the question, is the woman the mother of invention?
This woman is.
Exactly.
This woman is. Yeah. She's a whirling dervish. She's a somebody. Well, I mean, she's perfect for me because of the way that her energy level is and how everything, you know, just get at it and get it done.
I mean, is she pushing you to think out of the box and to do things and do women?
Oh, I've done things I never would have done before.
Right.
I would. You're right. I never would have messed with a closet there. You wouldn't believe the stuff we found. What did you say, John?
She has a taser to your back.
No, but she didn't have to. I mean, I see the benefit of her ideas being carried out. I just would not have ever done it myself where I am. This was a man cave.
And yeah, guys don't do this kind of stuff.
No.
Nope.
So anyway, I found a studio picture, Richie, actually, that I put up in the studio of the way it used to be in 1991 when it was first built.
Yeah.
And hearing how it changed
over
the years, it's really pretty amazing. Anyway, that's
well.
Okay.
Let's see if there's a woman behind DeAndre.
Right, DeAndre and McKenzie is it DeAndre is a male or a female?
Oh, he's definitely a male.
Oh, it's a man. Okay.
Yeah, it's
that's
DeAndre,
interesting.
Yeah.
Could be a woman's name. All right, so John, let's find out who DeAndre is and what's going on here with the Smart Shield.
Hey, DeAndre, welcome to Michael Inventions Radio. We're glad to have you with us today.
I'm glad for the opportunity. Thank you, Mr. Echo, John.
So I'm looking at this, DeAndre, and I'm
just confused me for Akos. Does that mean I get Akos' bank account?
No.
I
want
to change my bank account.
Yeah, you know what? Akos is on HSN right now at this very minute,
really?
So we could say anything. He won't know.
I would never know, right?
All
right.
Until he listens to the show afterwards. So DeAndre, I got a big question on this, because I mean, you come up with a shield. It's called Smart Shield for law enforcement officers, and the big part of your pitch is that there is a growing problem of law enforcement impersonation. Now, where are you coming up with that statistic? Is that true? Is that really happening? People are faking that they're law enforcement?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously I started small with, you know, the Google and, had them help me out, you know, per state because there's not a national statistic on actually police impersonation.
Uh-huh.
So I actually got help from the Census Bureau, and a lot of the times the Census Bureau, they will give you the context because the state, they actually collect all that data. That's not a national done, so that's one per state. And basically, it came out to anywhere from 600 to 1,500 incidents a month, and those are the ones that are just reported. So they said there's tons of them that go on that's not reported at all.
Wow. So I can see that. That seems to be like a big statistic. That, you know. So now I see that there's a market for this. So how did you get involved with this? I mean, why did you come up with a way that can help people know that it's actually a real police officer and not a fake one?
Well, that's a good question. You know, like I said, I would just say a diesel technology mechanic is basically what I am. So there was this young lady in my neighborhood. She was 17 years old, and she was a very good kid. You know, she was on the way to a volleyball game, and she just got her driver's permit, and she was headed to a volleyball game, and she seen the blue lights and red lights in her rearview mirror. And, you know, she was more concerned about, okay, my parents are not going to let me drive to school anymore because I just got a ticket for speeding. So she was pumping her brakes and checking her seatbelt and things of that sort. And when she pulled over, she said they seemed to be law enforcement, you know, walked up to her vehicle and said, license and registration. And she gave him his license and registration. She stated that he went back to his vehicle and then reapproached and said, is this your vehicle? And she stated, no, this is my mom's vehicle. My parents' vehicle, and she said, now I need you to step out of the vehicle. She stepped out of the vehicle. He fled the scene with her. He did some very unnice things to her.
Yeah.
He left on the side of the road for dead, and luckily, a morning walker, an elderly lady, found her the next morning and recorded. I'm a family guy, so I immediately put her, you know, like, you know, as, you know, in my shoes, you know, and I was like, man, that's got to be something, you know, to prevent this, you know. And so, obviously, you know, on my, you know, my spare time, you know, I got to work, you know, and then, you know, one thing led to another.
With DeAndre, without telling, you know, giving your exact pitch, explain to everybody what you've created here and what your invention actually is.
Okay, so basically what it is, it's a standard windshield like any other automotive windshield that's in the vehicles today. But basically, through the manufacturing process, I've actually put paper-thin LEDs on a conductive film. And actually, so the LEDs are actually embedded in the glass. They're in between the two sheets of the glass to make it that much harder to impersonate. So now when you get pulled over, you'll be able to look in your rearview mirror, and the top portion of the law enforcement's windshield, it will say police or sheriff or, you know, any other type of information he wants to display up there to actually say, yes, this is a law enforcement.
So is this programmable, or are they already, you know, will they already have, like, sheriff or police?
They are programmable, but I have to have different levels, you know, for a more cost-effective way. So yeah, you can get them to just say sheriff or police or state trooper or state police, or you can actually program it as well.
Well, because I've noticed a lot of, you know, law enforcement officials starting to use, you know, plainclothes cars now, especially the
correct
Challengers and the other types of cars that are out there that they've been doing. So, yeah, it is difficult. I mean, all they have are those big, bright LEDs. Now, are these the same kind of technology where you have the bright LEDs that are going to be on this?
Yes, they're the same technology as bright LEDs, but obviously, you know, the lights that they have out today, obviously, when the law enforcement came about putting the lights on the vehicle, is more specifically for the warning. Like, hey, you know, you can see, you know, any law-abiding citizen, if you get pulled over, you see red and blue lights in your rearview mirror, you either need to pull over and let the vehicle patrol by, or pull over because he wants you to stop. So what I specifically have is, you know, it still illuminates and lights up like the warning light, but it's in alphabetical and numeric characters. It's used as a verification method.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm interested to hear his pitch. What do you think, Doug?
Yep. I think it's time for him to give us his pitch. He's come up with. When I first saw this, I wondered about the shield that ACOS has that goes around your credit card
window. Yeah.
So I wondered about that. But at any rate, this is something entirely different, and it has a specific use. So yeah, let's have a 60-second pitch.
All right, so DeAndre, if you're ready, everybody, get ready. You can vote by texting to the number 22333 on your smartphone and put thumbs up or thumbs down, or you just go to our website, mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote panel, and you'll be able to go and take a look at DeAndre's invention as well. So DeAndre's ready? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's do this thing.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Citizens need a reliable method of knowing they're being pulled over by an actual police officer. Too often, someone acts maliciously and impersonates a police officer. Just imagine having the ability to see and confirm that the safety and security of your own vehicle that you're being pulled over by a violent police officer. The red and blue warning light is a thing of the past. Our specialized windshield is used as a verification method, giving citizens a reliable method of knowing they're being pulled over by an actual police officer while maintaining a safe distance. Smart Shield's patented technology allows the law enforcement to display vital information across the police cruiser's windshield with illuminating capabilities such as police, sheriff, or the officer's cell number. Our product is the only solution to the rapidly growing problem of law enforcement impersonation, with the ability to increase safety and foster trust for the law enforcement and the communities they protect while enhancing public safety. Visit us at smartshields.com, and don't forget to vote. Impersonating a police officer has got a whole lot tougher.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
That was a great job.
Yeah, I think he's got it down.
You got it down. That's
I don't
good.
Know if I heard the price, though. Did I hear the price in there?
No, I didn't hear a price either. What does something like this cost?
$549 per unit. So, you know, obviously, when I initially started this, you know, the price point was way too high. But obviously, you know, going into the entrepreneur field, you know, you got to be able to willing to solve problems. So after working with manufacturing and things like that, I was able to get the price down to a cost-effective price. And obviously, you know, make the price margins fair for me as well. So, you know, for some of these vehicles that the law enforcement are running today, the windshields run from anywhere from $300 to $400 per unit. So, you know, my units are going for $549.99 with the added feature that I have.
So, are you financing this all on your own?
Currently, I'm not. You know, I have friends and families and things like that. You know, that's helped out with this. I've dumped a lot of my own personal stuff into this, and you know, had friends and family help me out with this as well. You know, as any other startup company or entrepreneur out there, you know, it can get very difficult and challenging. That's why I was explaining to my wife, you know, when you guys gave me the opportunity to, you know, air this over the, you know, 90-something channels or something like that, that's just phenomenal. You know, I mean, because obviously I wouldn't be able to afford to do anything like this. So just a great opportunity. So, you know, obviously after, you know, basically, you know, the funding that I've raised, you know, it's got me through. You know, the
so how many of these things have you sold so far?
Actually, I haven't sold any so far. I'm working with the New Jersey Police Department. I actually just went to the their trade show back in June, and my manufacturer right now, they're actually relocating right now. So I have a trial order of, you know, about 40 units.
Is there a large markup in this? How big is the margin for you?
As far as what I'm going to be making it per unit?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm right about $150 to $100 per unit is the markup that I'll be making per unit.
All right, because there's got to be a way to get the price down. It's too much, I think, John. What do you think?
I'm not as familiar with this type of technology. I mean, I know that, you know, depending on the LED lights are coming down in far as pricing goes, but this is so specialized, right? It's actually in the
windshields cost about $200 on average. I just replaced three windshields in three of my trucks on the farm, about $200.
But so you're embedding that technology, right?
No, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think it forward and figure out how much this technology added to the windshield makes the windshield, you know, is it worth $300? What did you say, $349? Right.
Wholesale $349. Actually, like, you know, just retail $549. And I completely agree. But one of the things that I'm struggling with is obviously if I go to my manufacturer, you know, and my minimum order may be $600, which allows my price margins to be there. But once I'm to the point where I'm actually starting to produce and sell more units, then my price margins, the cost of the windshield can actually go down because obviously the more I can buy, the more I have negotiating power with the, you know, with the manufacturing process.
So you're just stuck with that price because you can only order like 40 at a time right now.
Correct. Well, actually, correct.
Yeah, so you're looking more, you as far as an entrepreneur, you're probably looking for somebody that can help you finance this or get you, you know, get or either license this invention from you or help you fund it more so that you can actually buy more to get that price down, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, I think we got to squeeze this up here. If you think that this is a great idea and that DeAndre did a great job and you want to support him, thumbs up or thumbs down to text 22333. Text thumbs up. Or thumbs down to 22333. Dial 888-877-0490 if you want to vote on phone, or you can vote online at mycoolinventions.com. How did Ralph Gibson do yesterday, John?
He ended out at 83%.
83%. All right, so that's the number to beat. Thumbs up more than 83%, DeAndre. Good luck to you. Thanks for being here. My Cool Inventions Radio at 11 minutes before the hour.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
I have a book, Fish Oil, the Natural Anti-Inflammatory, written by Joseph Maroon, who did a lot of the research to come up with the most effective anti-inflammatory ever, Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It has the highest rated omega-3s. It is the best for joint pain, high cholesterol, your heart, everything. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale. It is 100% pure, 15 times better than krill essential oil, just wonderful. These folks assure that you will love the product. They want you to try the first month free. Call 800-316-7918. That's to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping and handling, and you get it, you try it, you'll feel the difference. 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The midterms are here. Will it really be too close to call? I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. If you remember back to your college days, a midterm referred to a major test in the middle of a semester. But before you break out into a cold, retroactive sweat, the midterm we're referring to here is the one held across the country, the midterm election. All members of the House and some members of the U.S. Senate are on the ballot, with plenty of statewide and local races as well. Much of the focus today is on the U.S. Senate. The control of that chamber is up in the air with so many tight races. Political science professor Sean Forman at Barry University says Republicans are looking at a likely power shift when all is said, done, and counted.
The odds are the Republicans will win the majority in the Senate. Statistics are in their favor in each of the toss-up races. History's on their side. You know, presidents in their last midterm election, their party usually gets beat up pretty badly.
Republicans need a net gain of 6 seats to regain control of the Senate. And if they do, does that mean more political gridlock over the final 2 years of the Obama presidency? Maybe, but maybe not, says the professor.
If Republicans gain a majority in the Senate, that with a Republican Congress and Democratic Obama in his last 2 years, that they'll find some common ground to at least get something done so that both sides can claim victory going into 2016.
And with all the close races and possible recounts, it may take several days or even longer to determine what the final outcome will be for the U.S. Senate and elsewhere. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit Lumber Liquidators. Liquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you need quality traffic information when you're not near a radio? You can get it free by downloading the Enrix Traffic app. Enrix is the world's leading supplier of quality traffic information. They analyze nearly 2 billion data points per day to create real-time and predictive traffic information in 40 countries around the world. It's great for travelers. Be on time for the important people and events in your life. Download the Enrix Traffic app from the iOS or Android store and learn more online at Enrix.com. That's INRIX.com.
On Wall Street, the markets are coming off a mixed day. The Dow fell 24 points yesterday, closing at 17,366. NASDAQ gained 8 points. S&P lost less than half a point. More than 13 years after the attacks of 9/11, the tallest skyscraper in the Western Hemisphere is now open. Some employees walked into One World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan, New York City yesterday and were asked about their concerns of another attack.
Port Authority has this place buttoned up. You know, I've seen it being built. I've been part of that team a little bit, and it's just, you know, I think it'll be fine.
If I think about the little things like that, you know, then, you know, you're not going to do anything. You're not coming out of your house.
The 104-story office building stands right next to where the Twin Towers once were. We are told it is about 60% leased out right now. And finally, with so many political pundits trying to gauge who will win on Election Day today, there are many others hoping to win something else today. We're talking once again about Mega Millions, the multi-state lottery played in 44 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's been a while since anyone matched all the numbers. Tonight's jackpot up to a whopping $321 million. So, a question to a random sampling of lottery hopefuls. What would you do with all that money if you won?
I have three kids, so I have to really send them to college, good college.
I'd probably live the way I do. I live a reasonably comfortable life, so I'm not wanting for anything.
I would take care of my brother,
and this is getting us nowhere. Come on, we're looking for something creative here. $321 million minus taxes, of course. What would you do?
Well, if I won the money, I'd get it all in dollar bills. I'd put it in my living room, and I'd just keep counting it.
That's what we're looking for. Have some fun with it. Now, we do need to mention the sobering reality of all of this. Odds of matching all the numbers drawn tonight, about 1 in 259 million. But the odds are a lot worse if you don't play at all. All right, sir, how about you? $321 million.
If I win, I'll move back to Maui.
Maui!
Maui, I'm coming home.
Maui sounds good to me, but do me a favor, pal. When buying some new luggage for that Maui trip, make sure you get a suitcase big enough to fit me in it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, The Day with Jennifer Horn.
What year was it?
63.
1863?
No. Anybody remember this song?
Anybody else remember this song?
We'll give you a free Doug Steffen hearing aid.
Doug Steffens, Good Day. When they join hands, they turn into a giant crime-fighting robot.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.